has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Mickey Filer Show, performing the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Great things going on right now at American Doormasters, AmericanDoorMasters.com. Reliability is important. You know, if your garage door is not reliable, there's one person who can come in and handle that. There's one company, it's American Doormasters, that can diagnose and fix problems. Broken springs happen. The tracks, those things happen. The motors, those things happen. And the remotes, those things happen. They can come in and do all that. Also, top quality garage door installation. So whatever you need, American Doormasters is going to take care of you. 864-990-3075. Prompt 24-hour emergency service. Don't be caught with your garage door inside your garage, can't get out and go to work, or having to leave it up all day and having your stuff exposed. Also, from a commercial standpoint, I mean, you got a busy day out there. You got to get to everything unloaded. You got to get it out of the warehouses. Well, do it at American Doormaster. AmericanDoormaster.com. AmericanDoormasters.com. Good folks for sure. Telephone number 654-ROAR. I got a bunch of texts to get to in this segment. Texter 4489 said, am I a bad Clemson fan for thinking we're going down Saturday? The closer to get, the more uncomfortable I'm getting. No, again, I keep telling you this, like, in case you missed yesterday's show, I went back to, now, Sam, I know you're going to give me a hard time about this. I did not see this in the movie theaters, but the Marx Brothers made the movie Duck Soup in 1933. Did you have us talking about Groucho Marx and Duck Soup movie in 1933 on your bingo card for the show this morning?
I have no idea what that even is.
So in it, Groucho and Harpo and Zippo and Chico and all the, I think it's Chico's in it. Is in this
one, right? Fascinated to see where this is going.
So I think it's Chico. Chico's in bed with another woman and his wife walks in and he says, I wasn't doing anything. And then the line is, what are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? If you're a Clemson fan right now, if you're a South Carolina fan right now, if you're a Georgia fan right now, facing Tennessee on the road, facing Georgia Tech on the road, or facing Vanderbilt at home, if you think that your team's, oh, man, we're going to win this game, sure, then you're saying your eyes are lying. Now, again, it's early. And things can change in football. And football, you know, week to week, and there's no transitive properties. And who knows what team you get week to week. Heck, who knows what team you get half to half. Did Clemson show that this past weekend? The first half team, Sam, that was – actually, I know I'm going to shock you here. The team they put on the field in the second half, the exact same players. You might be saying, what did they do, Mickey? Make a bunch of trades at halftime? No, that was the exact same players. So – who knows what you get week to week, half to half, quarter to quarter, drive to drive, right? I mean, Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech was up by 7, about by 10 at halftime and got throttled in the second half. Who knows what you're going to get? But on what your eyes have shown you so far, Georgia Tech has been dominant, basically, outside of 3 turnovers at Colorado in 2 games. Clemson struggled in 2 games. Vanderbilt's been dominant for 2 games, including more dominant on the road in Lane Stadium against the common opponent than South Carolina's looked. South Carolina got outgamed by South Carolina State. And Tennessee has been more dominant against a tougher schedule than what Georgia has done so far. And maybe we're just going to believe Phil Steele and Lindy's and Athlon's and tell me how great all these All-Americans are. Maybe you're going to tell me how great that we had it in preseason that, oh, man, Lenore Sellers and Cade Clevin, they're going to New York City this year. Or you could say, I don't know, man. I'm watching. And this is different than I thought it was going to be. Remember all summer long, I was like, man, Clemson, Georgia, and South Carolina were all ranked and all that. And they're still ranked in the top 12, by the way. But has any of them looked good, Sam? Have any of them looked like you thought they would look in the preseason so far? Did anybody predict that all 3 of these offenses would look questionable at best through 2 games?
I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe you know this. I'm a pretty cynical fan of my teams. I'm generally kind of lean more towards the negative side just for whatever reason. I was very positive on this Clemson team going into this offseason. I still feel fine. I don't know why they're favored in this game. I think they're going to win.
Who?
Clemson.
How?
I don't know why they're favored.
Let me ask you this. Of the 3, Georgia's favorite, South Carolina's favorite, Clemson's favorite, which one do you feel best about?
I think Clemson's going to win the game, but I think they're going to win it ugly, and I think it's going to be gross. Honestly, I'm not too concerned about Georgia yet. We haven't seen them play a real team. I'm not sure how hard to judge them so far. Is Tennessee
better than you thought they were going to be?
So far? But again, I'm not concerned about Georgia yet. I think you already had some questions with Gunnar Stockton going in, where it's going to take a little while for him to get fully acclimated. I think the offense has a ton of new pieces there. It should have some growing pains there. South Carolina, new offensive coordinator in the building last year, but new offensive coordinator, not as talented as the other 2 teams we've talked about here. Not necessarily as high on either of them either, as high on South Carolina as either of the other teams to begin with. I think that they will be okay. I don't think it's a playoff team. I didn't have them in the playoff to begin with, somewhere right around the edge of it. I think in time they get better, but they could get picked off earlier because they are not better yet. Clemson's got all the returning pieces. Theoretically, talent-wise, it's there, but talent hasn't shown up yet, and the passing game looks like a shell of itself right now.
Let me ask you this.
All we have to work off of is what we've seen so far, and what we've seen is 37 points at home. So I don't necessarily see why this isn't a pick'em game here for Georgia Tech at home.
All right. We say talent, and I want to buy that. I want to believe in that. But you could be a really athletic offensive lineman, and you could be a talent on the offensive line. But if you miss your assignment, what good does that do? So we can talk about talent. I'm not worried about talent. I'm worried about execution. I want to block the right guy. I want to hit the right hole. I want to throw it to the right receiver. I want to throw it on time to the right receiver. And I want to catch the football when it's thrown to me. There's no doubt in my mind that Clemson's wide receivers are extremely talented. But doesn't execution kind of zap that a little bit? Like, you got to catch the football. Clay Cutler is a talented quarterback. But if you're panicking back there, and you're not throwing it on time, you're not executing, not making the right reads, I don't care about talent at this point in time. These teams aren't executing right now. Now, again, it's only 2 games in September. And this happens very, very, very often. I keep hearing the 2016 Clemson stuff. Cade's numbers look very similar to Deshaun in a national championship year there. Troy, I get all that. But that team's 2-0. This team's 1-1. That team won on the road at Auburn. This team lost at home to LSU. At some point in time, all the stuff about talent and preseason and what everybody's saying, all these nice things about him, I need to see somebody execute. I need to see blocking, tackling, throwing the ball on time, throw it right, and catch the football.
They executed in the second half of the Troy game. So
they did.
They get credit for me for executing that game, figuring out that they could run at will on Troy if they truly wanted to there, and handling that. And that opened up the pass game, and that made things look a lot better. The defense settled in. They calmed themselves down a little bit. They had a half where now maybe going forward you're building off of something good, whereas coming off of LSU you were building off of nothing positive offensively out of that game. So that's good. That's something to go off of here. It's just hard for me to get super positive about this weekend going in until I see it for four quarters against a solid team like Georgia Tech.
Here's a question for you.
And we'll see.
Of the three, of the three opponents, Georgia Tech on the road, Vanderbilt at home, Tennessee on the road, how would you rank those teams? Give me the best, the second best, and the third best of those three teams.
You said Vanderbilt, Tennessee.
Vanderbilt in Columbia, Tennessee in Knoxville, Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
Probably Tennessee, Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt.
And then you think Georgia of the three, Georgia's better of the three?
I think Georgia is the best of the three teams, yes.
And who's two?
Clemson. I would still say Clemson's better.
So you got one versus one, two versus two, three versus three. It's going to be interesting. Who do you feel, all right, as far as the matchups go, if you had to say, Sam, you had to weight your picks. First of all, you think all three are going to win? Georgia, South Carolina, and Clemson?
I have no idea what to expect out. I think Georgia's going to win. I think Georgia beats Tennessee. I do.
Doubts in South Carolina.
I don't know what to do with Clemson or South Carolina this weekend.
Really?
I think they both win. I don't feel confident in picking that, though, has been so ugly offensively.
You feel more confident about Georgia winning than you do Clemson, South Carolina winning?
Yes.
Georgia has had Tennessee's number. But Clemson's had Georgia Tech's number, and South Carolina's had Vanderbilt's number. But as I said yesterday, someone mentioned to me, said, hey, Georgia always shuts down Tennessee. And I said, yeah, is Jordan Davis coming back? Is Jalen Walker coming back? Is Malachi Starks coming back? And on top of that, Georgia's offense looked very, very good against Tennessee, too. I don't know, man. I don't see how in the world you can feel confident if you've watched Georgia to Clemson and South Carolina. Now, again,
I wouldn't say I feel confident. Would just say out of the three, I think I feel the most confident perhaps with that.
But we've seen, to be fair to all three of those teams, we've seen football for years. Sam, I watched Clemson in two of their three national championship seasons. In 1981, Clemson was losing to Wofford in like the second quarter, maybe halftime, second quarter, and then went down and beat Tulane like 13 or 12 to 8, something like that. Like 13-8, like this is an awful game. Like looked bad the first 2 weeks of the season. In 2016, trailing Troy at halftime, when it went in by like, what was that, 7 points against Troy, whatever, 6-7 points against Troy, and won a national championship. Sometimes it just takes time on offense, which makes no sense to me. Like, what are you doing all spring?
Defense is always ahead of offense.
But
I mean, we saw it in the NFL this last weekend. Defense is ahead going in operationally to begin the season.
But, like, don't we have spring practice? Don't we have skills and drills all fall? Don't we have fall camp?
I think these teams should have joint practices in the offseason. I don't know if I've seen Texas say that. They don't need to play a preseason game. But I think they should have joint practices where contact is monitored and minimized, but you're still getting, like, in-game reps. I think that's something that every team would benefit from, the same way they do it in the NFL, and they've gone more towards those than preseason necessarily.
Well, and to be fair now, to be fair, football seasons are very, very long. You're not going to play at peak performance on both sides of the ball for 12 games. I'd rather play better in November than I would September.
100%. But if you lose a couple games in September,
what's the point?
You might, you're playing in the Tax Slayer Bowl at that point. So, yeah. I think defensively Clemson's going to show up in this game. I think they're going to have a good defensive game, and I think they're going to win the game because of that. However,
can I shock you here?
Until I see the offense, I can't be convinced of it.
Can I shock you here?
Yep.
I'm more worried about Clemson's defense this week.
I just don't know what quarterback – without knowing for sure which quarterback we're getting, it's hard for me to adequately – I think Georgia Tech could very well run a two-quarterback system the rest of the year and be better off in certain situations.
Who scares you more?
Against Clemson, with how bad the run defense was last year, and that I think it's better this year, but there are still probably some tackling questions. Haynes King. Secondary has been the best part of this team so far this year.
Can I give you this? Everybody talks about, you know, oh, it was only Gardner Webb. They went out to Colorado on the road in game one. They turned it over three times early in the game, right? Georgia Tech finished with 27 first downs. They finished with 463 yards of total offense. They ran the ball for 320 yards. All right? This past week, and I know it's Gardner Webb, but this past week, they put up 59. They put up 680 yards of offense. They ran it for 223. They threw it for 457. Like, Georgia Tech is hitting on a bunch of cylinders right now. And I don't know how in the world you're stopping them right now.
I think they can stop them here. I think they can stop them through the air especially. I think this is a completely different level of secondary that Clemson's had so far this year compared to what they face in the first couple seasons. Are they going to be able to stop the run in the interior? Are T.J. Parker and Will Helt going to be able to set the edge on the outside? Are your linebackers going to be able to get coast-to-coast here and make tackles on the outside when Jamal Haynes gets out there? Are you going to be able to keep Haynes King, if he is starting at quarterback, locked up and not allow him to just run people over at the point of attack in that front six or seven? Those are the questions that they're going to have to answer early on. I think it's going to be King, and I think that that's going to be a heavy run-based approach against the secondary that's been good to open the year. So that would concern me more than the pass game for Clemson here. I don't think we're going to see Philo. I think it will be King. I'm more concerned about the run game by far, especially considering last year's concerns that aren't fully handled yet. They're better, but tackling can still be a problem at times. That would worry me the most. It's going to be a humongous test.
I'm going to give you a stat you're not going to like when we come back. Upcountry Fiber. Instead of me talking about Upcountry Fiber, let me tell you about my current situation. Let me run a test on my current stuff because I can't get Upcountry Fiber in my neighborhood yet. I come home yesterday after, Sam, I didn't tell you this, Friday they came to my house four times, my current internet company. They had to come to my house four times. Like, it wasn't working, man. It was just bad. And then we get home from the baseball game last night, and internet's down. Like, come on, man. Like, it can't be that hard. Like, why is it always down? Why is it always bad? Come on, Upcountry Fiber. Stronger solution, faster internet connection, the best in the country. It's Upcountry Fiber. If it's in your neighborhood right now, do it. Just promise you, I'm promising it will be better than anything you've ever had before. Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com. Let them take care of you. A short break. I'm going to give you a stat you're not going to like when you come back right after this.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD Weight Loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it?
Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message
message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Ben and Chris want to talk to you at Blue Ridge Heating and Air and the Brevard area and the Greenville area in the upstate of South Carolina. They're going to take care of you. The Tiger tune-up right now. This morning, Sam, 55 degrees I got in the car. You like that crisp 55 degrees. Now, we'll tell you this. You're going to be in the 80s. This is like a stressor on your HVAC units because you're heating at night and you're, even though some of you might not, you know, keep it down that way, but then you're cooling during the day. So get this thing tuned up. Make sure it's running right. Maybe lower your power bills. Maybe make your machine last longer. How about $100 off? $89 right now. A great special. Tell them you heard about it here. And if you need a new unit, let them talk about Armstrong units and see what those can do for you. And give you a free consultation and ask about your energy tax credit before the December 31st, which is going away. Or ask about the what the power companies are doing as far as a rebate is concerned, you know, or ask about their $400 off right off the bat. So do that. Blue Ridge Heating Air. Good folks, take care of that. That is one of the most important parts of your house, Blue Ridge heatingair.com. Sam, I don't want to depress you here, but you know there's the adage that I use time and time and time again. I used it and I was right in week one of Clemson and LSU. Sam, what I said in that game was that all the talk about Nussmeier and all the talk about Cade Klubnik, and the fact of the matter is I think the team that runs the football better will win the game. Well, LSU had 108 yards rushing and Clemson had 31 yards rushing. Neither ran the ball great, but last time I checked, 108 three times of what 31 is. If that is the case, Sam, it ain't good news for Clemson this weekend. Georgia Tech's 21st in the country in rushing offense at 247 yards. And remember, that's not including the 300 or 400 yards passing this past weekend. Clemson right now, 127th with 75 yards a game. Right now, Georgia Tech is rushing for 172 yards per game more than Clemson. Again, they hadn't placed LSU's defense. But number 21 in the country rushing the football and number 127 in the country rushing the football. I don't think Clemson has to outrush Georgia Tech to win this game, but they've got to run it better than they've run it the first 2 weeks.
Volume is important when factoring in the run games here. Obviously, Georgia Tech has the dogs to run, and they can run all day long, but I do think Adam Randall is good. And I think Adam Randall was very good last week when given the football consistently in the second half of the game. Sparked the team, really, to come out of the second half. So if you run the ball consistently and give Adam Randall 18 to 20 carries, I think Clemson puts themselves in a pretty good spot. But, yeah, Georgia Tech is going to be difficult to stop in the run game. That's the thing that frightens me about them. That's why I would play Haynes King. It's just very difficult to keep them from getting 4 or 5 yards on any given play with King running inside, with Haynes running outside. It's just... it's a tough matchup, but it's one that Clemson can win. They just need to figure some things out operationally on offense.
Volume-wise, Georgia Tech has run it 75 times. Clemson has run it 51 times. Georgia Tech, 6.8 yards per carry. Clemson, 2.9 yards per carry. Tennessee Duke is up next, 6-5-4 Roar. Hey, good morning, Tennessee Duke. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. How you guys doing? I'm good.
Good. Mega game this weekend. Massive football game, 3:30 in Knox, Vegas.
Mega game this week, Mick, and it's what we've been, preparing for really since spring ball started. The, you guys were talking about the three games this weekend, and, you know, you mentioned it a couple weeks ago after the first game that, you know, you kind of get to where you are who you are, and teams are starting to reveal really who they are now. And, you know, when you look at these three games, you know, Vanderbilt had a really good half against Virginia Tech last week, but they had a great second half. Which one are they? I mean, that's kind of what, you know, you're looking at through that lens at the moment. Georgia Tech, great, you know, game against Colorado in one half, kind of struggled in the other half, was a road game. And then you look at Tennessee. Tennessee struggled a little bit with Syracuse in some portions, but they haven't really struggled in the whole game yet. But they're super balanced. And you just talked about the run game. Again, we've got a three-headed monster. You're not going to wear us out on offense. I mean, from the running back standpoint, we're not going to wear down. We're going to continue to pound it. And again, as I mentioned couple weeks back, Heupel gets, you know, everybody thinks Heupel's offense is pass, pass, pass.
Oh, no.
No, it's run, run, run.
Yeah.
And pass when they try to stop the run. And yeah. Georgia will try to do that, but I think we've got a better quarterback this year than we've had the last couple seasons. I think we've got another guy that's on the level of Hendon Hooker again, and he's surprising people. And that balance is going to pay dividends. And of the three games, I like our home game because we owe them. And we've kind of, you know, laid an egg. And just like with Alabama a few years ago, enough comes to enough, and I think they're going to – they've done a lot of things to focus in on this game particular because they know how important it is, and it's time to, you know, to shift that balance of power.
Let me give you this. Two games, Tennessee's rushing for 246 and 276. They're averaging 260 yards a game on the ground. And balance is a killer. You know, they had 41 first downs last week. I know it's East Tennessee State. But balance is a killer. They put up 45 against a decent Syracuse team. We'll find out that. But, no, they run the football, man. And in Neyland, this is a bloodthirsty. You've done it against everybody but Georgia here recently. And this is one of those, you got to get this monkey off your back. But I think you can do it Saturday.
Yeah, it's one of those we're kind of, you know, sitting in the bushes, kind of waiting on them to show up because, you know, it's been a few years and you know, for a long, long time, we really dominated the series over Georgia, just like we, you know, it's just kind of shifted, you know, since Kirby got there. We've got the one win against them with Josh Dobbs, but it's just one of those years, and I think the time is right. I think I don't really trust Gunnar Stockton yet. I think he's he's probably serviceable, but he hasn't shown me anything in last year or this year in any of the games he started. He kind of gets rattled a little bit, but you know, I just like our chances, and I think South Carolina Vanderbilt will be as close of a game this weekend as probably there's going to be. And then, you know, when you look at Georgia Tech and Clemson, I think you're right on Georgia Tech's rushing attack. But I think Clemson gets right this week. I think they found something in the second half last week, and I think they carry that over into this week. So of the three, I'm going to say Tennessee upsets Georgia this week, which I don't think it's an upset. I actually think we're better than they are this year. And I haven't said that in the last couple of seasons. I think Vanderbilt upsets South Carolina, and I think Clemson gets Georgia Tech in Georgia Tech.
Tennessee, dude, it's going to be a great one, man. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to get some stats here, but have a great day, my friend, and let's talk about it more later in the week for sure. Appreciate the phone call. Sam, Aguilar and Gunnar Stockton, very close so far this year. Here we go. Give me this. Aguilar, 39 of 59, 535 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks. Stockton, 40 of 58, exact same numbers basically in completions and attempts. 120 yards less and 3 less touchdowns. Neither thrown a pick so far. Who do you trust more Saturday, Gunnar Stockton on the road or Aguilar at home?
Can I say neither of them?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I trust either of them yet.
Yeah.
I don't think I trust either of them yet. I think
you do trust Aguilar more than Nico, though.
Yes, I absolutely think I do. At the end of the day, I think this is going to be a game where Tennessee's going to have to run the ball a lot, and I think they're going to have to win this game on the ground if they want to win, because that is, I think, the strength of this offense. Can they do that against a really good Georgia run defense? I don't know. We're going to find out. I think Georgia's going to wake up for this game. That's what I think is going to happen here.
Y'all are saying alarm clocks in Clemson and in Athens this weekend. That's what y'all are saying. Like the alarm clocks go off. You're not hitting snooze anymore.
I don't know if Clemson should have woke up for week one. Clemson at LSU week one.
Yeah.
This team, Georgia hasn't played anybody. This is their wake-up game here, yeah. I think.
Georgia, Greg, speaking of Georgia, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
Good morning. Hey, I look forward to hearing what you and Dane talk about. Hey, Tennessee Duke, I like Tennessee Duke. He's a real nice guy. I do want to say a couple things he said. First of all, Tennessee owned Georgia in the 90s, but it's not been since Smart's been there, since Rick really has been there. It's been pretty much Georgia for the past 20-something years. But and the other thing is offense versus defense, I really don't think Tennessee is going to, unless Georgia goes three and out, three and out, three and out, they're not going to have the balance of the running game. They think, I've heard this from the every year Tennessee's going to come in and get a ton of yards against Georgia's defense. They usually don't. But if Georgia's offense can't get going, then that's a different story. And that's what I don't know. Great point Sam made. I don't know to trust Gunnar Stockman. I don't know what we got to look forward to. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm nervous about our offense versus our defense in that stadium. That's, to me, is what – well, our defense will be fine. I will go ahead and I know I usually don't put my neck out on a limb and do that, but I'm doing that for this one. Our defense will be fine unless we go three and out. In that, just then the defense, just everything's off. There's no partnership with the offense and defense. That's my thoughts on them.
Well, you have dominated the series as of late. I think I'm right by saying this. You won eight in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 8 in a row. And you've won 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You won 13 of the last 15 in the series. You won 4 in a row in Knoxville. And the thing is, the games hadn't been close. But my point, like, is Jordan Davis coming back? Like, is Jalen Walker coming back?
This is going to be close.
Yeah, this is going to be a close one.
This is going to be close. Yeah. I do believe. Yeah. Tennessee might be better than us this year. Tennessee might be right about that. I don't know, but it's going to be on the. We've got to have a controlled running game, and that's what's going to be the key for us, I think.
Safe to say the team that runs the football better wins?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, my friend. It's going to be fascinating and a key game. I don't. With the rest of the schedule coming up, both of these, I would find it hard to see the loser of this game going to Atlanta. So I think
just like they have the monkey on their back, we have the monkey on our back 2 weeks. I mean, these next two games are monumental for us.
Yeah.
But this game is, I mean, I'm not even thinking about the 27th, but this game is huge in itself. But this two game set right here
here's what you don't want.
Be a lot for a year.
If you're Georgia,
I want to go 1-2.
If you're Georgia, you don't want to lose this game. And then having a whole open date of hearing how bad you are, and then you got the monkey on your back coming in Alabama. So
exactly.
that'd be a long 2 weeks in Athens, Georgia, if that happens.
Yes, sir, it will be.
Greg, I always appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day down in Greenwood today.
All right, take care.
All right, buddy. My friends at Patterson Tax Service, saving you money on your taxes. Love it, PATTX.com, PATTX.com. Give them a call when you want to talk about planning your taxes. Right now is a great time to do it. You know, I had someone say, man, I need to get with Patrick's Tax Service, tax planning, and they were talking about, like, March. It's like, man, you can't get in there and do tax planning in March. I want to form an LLC in March. No, you can't do that. They're doing taxes then. Now's a great time to do all the maintenance stuff. Getting the right LLC, form that, getting a 501c3 formation, or tax planning and tax evaluation, or maybe, you know, going back and looking at maybe should we amend our old taxes the last 3 years, I think you can do. You know, should we depreciate our stuff? Should we make capital improvements in our company right now? There's tax strategies out there that they can work with you and give you a much better idea of how to do it. How do you do it? 864-859-8289. It's the time to do it, the Patterson Tax Service, and let them do all of your daily bookkeeping, weekly, monthly, tracking, bookkeeping, accounting, payroll. They do all that for you as well. Short break. Scott and Greenville, hang on. Final phone call segment with two guests in the third hour, so final phone call segment coming up right after this.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the The roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now, are likely a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Robertson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robertsonroofing.net.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary Beef on Weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at TopDressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and TopDressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at TopDressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your TopDressing.com for their special online at TopDressing.com. Call 888-850-1850. That's TopDressing.com.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back. Tiger Sports Shop, TigerSports.com. They want to take care of you at Tiger Sports, at TigerSports.com, both locations, the College Avenue, the Tiger Boulevard. Lululemon sale still going on. You got all of the apparel, the collection stuff happening. And a little bit of a chill in the air, Sam. You got to get your hoodies ready. It's almost hoodie season. We'll see Sweatshirt Dabo out there pretty soon. We love our great friends over at Tiger Sports Shop. 50th anniversary, everything you're looking for, everything you need, heading down to Atlanta. Hey, if you're heading down to Atlanta, don't wear white because it's a white out. You want to wear all your orange. You need some new orange gear, Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. Scott and Greenville, coming to you. This is one quick point. You were telling me during the break, Sam, you've got Boiler Up this weekend is going to try to hold Southern Cal down. What's the spread?
I want to say 21.5 for Barry O's Tricky Boilers.
I like Barry O. I think the Boilermakers are improved this year.
Uh-oh. This feels like there's a caveat coming.
Yeah. But, I mean, Southern Cal's played nobody so far. But Southern Cal's averaging 676 yards a game right now.
They have looked quite unstoppable.
I mean, again, Missouri State, they ought to crush those guys. Had 597 yards. That was 73-13. I get they rushed for 233, threw for 364. Georgia Southern is not the worst team. Like, that's not a – I know it's a cross-country deal for them. Against Georgia Southern, they put up 755 yards of offense.
Georgia Southern was, I want to say, a bowl team last year, correct?
Yeah, and Georgia Southern had a bunch of first downs.
8-5 last year. Does that matter this year? No. But
no.
They've been good.
But looking at it, man, they put up 755 yards.
They look improved. It's a big – listen, we talk about Brett Venables a million times for big coaches. Let's talk about a different Oklahoma coach. I mean, this is a big year for Lincoln Riley.
And I picked him to go to the playoffs like I did LSU. We'll see. Scott's in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on through the break, man. How you doing?
Mickey Plowler, how you been, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. You doing okay?
I'm good. Hey, is Drake playing fall ball?
He's playing baseball. Had his first baseball game last night. They had a unbelievable game, but Drake did great, man. Very proud of him for how hard he played, how he hustled. And he also had a great defensive play and hit the ball hard one time. So proud of him, man. Very proud of him.
I thought I heard you say that yesterday when you had Dr. Milk on.
But, baseball.
Hey, before I get into my Clemson conversation, it looks like Babyface Strider and Raleigh Finger Strider, there's no difference this year, right?
No, this thing's been a disaster. You know, I hope we're not talking about Clemson baseball. I mean, Clemson football the way we're talking about Braves baseball. Because remember earlier on, we're like, once you get Strider back, once you get Acuna back, then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't turn out to be the case. I hope we're not saying that about Clemson. You know, there's a slow start, but we'll be fine once Antonio comes back or something.
Well, yeah, but that's what I want to talk to you about. Look at, well, first of all, I'm sitting in Death Valley Saturday, and the smoking hot wife texts me. She's like, "What is going on?" And I said, "Babe, I'm just glad you can see the television."
Yes.
So just be thankful for that.
Yes. But eyesight's more important football games. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But what a disaster in Death Valley the first half. But there, I have some logical explanations for that. It's a longer conversation. But second half, I think we turned it around, and I hope that's the case for this week. But looking at the schedule, if we can get by Georgia Tech this weekend – I think the schedule is very favorable for the next month because we have Syracuse, North Carolina, and Boston College and a bye week.
Yeah.
Those are three games that we should win, no problem, I think. I think all those three teams are barely bowl eligible, if that, teams this year. Syracuse may be the only team going to a bowl if they make it. But, man, how are we feeling today? You know, after Saturday, 25% of the season's done, and that's crazy, too. It just flies by. But how are we feeling today about that next five-week stretch there with SMU, Duke, Florida State, Louisville? Three of those games are at home. Duke right now looks like the only winnable game. Not winnable, but the only, I'm going to call it gimme game, that we should win that game definitely. But the other three is like, well, how are we feeling about that, Mickey?
Well,
today.
today, I mean, not great, but I feel better about Duke than Duke and SMU both losses last week. Louisville didn't look good. South Carolina hadn't looked good. I mean, so if you think about it, as bad as your step on your bottom lip, South Carolina and Louisville hadn't looked very good so far either.
Right. But Louisville played a James Madison team that's really good, mate.
But if we're going to say James Madison's good, and they might be, but, like, then we got to give Southern Cal credit for Georgia Southern. I mean, those are fairly similar type of programs, I'd say. I don't know, man.
James Madison's much better than Georgia Southern. Well, Georgia Southern had a few years, but James Madison's historically better. Now, they may not be this year. I don't know. But
let's look at that and see. Sam, help me on this now. I mean, it's not – I don't – if James Madison and Georgia Southern played tomorrow, it wouldn't be like a 3-touchdown spread. Right, Sam?
I think James Madison would be favored pretty heavily.
But, hey.
Yeah. Clay Helton's going to 3 state bowl games. Anyway, go ahead.
As fans,
yeah.
How big of a swing game is Saturday for our season outlook?
It's huge.
You know? It's like crazy, dude. Yeah, who would have thought that Georgia Tech, of all teams, was a swing game in our feelings and, you know, and our outlook? Because we lose Saturday. And, I mean, how many of the fire this guy, fire that guy, bench this guy, bench that guy?
Oh, that's all.
How much of that? I mean, Monday, you might not even come on the air.
Yeah, I feel a sore throat coming on for Monday if you lose that one.
But we win that game, and if we win it convincingly, then everybody's like, oh, we're back. You know, it's just crazy.
I tell you one right now no one's talking about. I don't see Clemson going up to Boston College and throttling those guys. I think that game's in play.
The ghost of Massachusetts come out up there.
Look, Boston College, they lost to Michigan State this past weekend. Their defense is not very good, I'll give you that. But Boston College can score.
They
scored 40 points, scored 457 yards of offense. Like, and Lonergan looked pretty good.
Lonergan's been very fun.
Yeah, right. He's been pretty good. They throw the ball, man.
And as far as Florida State's concerned, I mean, I think we could have put 50 on East Texas A&M. I don't know a whole lot about them.
Sure, yeah.
Good grief.
Would you beat Alabama like that? Really, you know?
No, but I think we would have beat Alabama had we played them week one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't think Alabama's all that. I don't think Alabama's all that. I think that we're better than what we look like right now. And I think it's kind of skewed based on a couple. Because think about. You know, I hated when Tommy Bowden did this. You know, we're one play away. One day the worm will turn. And actually, a fan looked at me Saturday at halftime and said, when they first came out the first part of after half, and said, the worm finally turned, I think, started laughing. But 4 plays in that game that changed the whole outlook as a fan, because if we don't fumble down there, we're going to put points up. The wide receiver taking a knee,
that cost you 4 points.
The tipped ball at the line of scrimmage for a pick 6. You know, that's 21 points right there, Mick. Skewed with the, and it's a 40-3 game.
Yeah.
And everybody say, "Oh, we're okay." You know, so it's just crazy how 3 or 4 plays really can.
But they also didn't tackle it well. Gave it way too many.
Right.
They had long distances and had it behind the chains and still made first downs through all that. All right, according to Jeff Sagarin, just for you two clowns over here, James Madison will be a 7-point favorite over Georgia Southern. Give Southern Cal some credits a point. Lincoln Riley's got it turned around in Los Angeles, California. We'll see this weekend, Boulder Road.
Has Lincoln Riley or Garrett Riley ever really accomplished anything outside of a Broyles Award?
Yeah, look what Lincoln Riley's done at Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley made the playoffs 3 consecutive years. Lincoln Riley won. Lincoln Riley is this whole – I'm going to take up for the guy right now. Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma went 12-2, 9-2, and 10-2. He went 55-10. He went to the Rose Bowl, Orange Bowl, Peach Bowl. He finished in the top 10 in the country. He finished 3rd, 4th, 6th, and 6th, and 13th. His first year, he went 11-3 at Southern Cal, and they finished 12th in the country. Then he's had a couple of mediocre seasons, but they're 2-0 now, and I'm telling you, they're on the way back. Lincoln Riley's one of the best coaches in America. Lincoln Riley's 83-24. Lincoln Riley's got it done now. And Riley had Garrett Riley had one good year at TCU. He's not done anything at Clemson yet. But no, Lincoln Riley,
right.
Man, that guy was 55-10 at Oklahoma.
I mean, he's coached good quarterbacks.
Maybe he recruited all those guys.
Coach our quarterback.
He recruited all this.
I get that, yeah.
anyway.
Yeah, but you got to win trophies in today's game, and I don't think he's got a whole lot of that.
But is there anything wrong? You think Oklahoma the last 5 years were taking third, fourth, sixth, and sixth? Because that's what they were in Lincoln Riley. Well,
they were in a terrible Big 12 too, Mick.
Yeah, but look, I mean, you can say that, but he was 37-7 in that terrible Big 12. What's Oklahoma done in the Big 12 after that? After Lincoln Riley. Anyway, got around.
I know, but he wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have done that had he been in the SEC.
No. Nobody would say that. But that's a good
point. He's not going to do that in the Big Ten. Yeah. I think he's a Lane Kiffin on steroids. He's just sucking his way to the top somehow.
We'll see. I think Southern Cal's good this year. We'll see. All right, brother. Take care.
All right, buddy.
You too. We'll come back. By the way, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, a man of the great team, take care of your Prime Lending. Let him do one of your three favorites, and they'll take care of you. You're going to love Prime Lending. I've done two mortgages with them. Trust me when I say this. These are good people. They'll get you the best rates available. PrimeLendingSC.com. Dan Young talking Georgia, Tennessee when you come back after this.